project have five pieces to it. So we've got street outreach, we've got a outreach meeting on Friday, we've got the night shelter, we've got hostel, and we've got onward floating support for people that move on from our services. The night shelter basically is an 18-bed unit on the edge of a housing estate. And we have anybody who's homeless, so just homeless because of relationship breakdown, or homeless because of financial problems, or they've lost their house, or they've got addictions, or mental health, or anything really. So, yeah,
right.
Love anybody.
And on one of the evenings, a guy came in, and you had a bit of a God encounter, didn't you? Do you want to tell us what happened with that?
Well, this is Joe's story. Joe insisted that I used his name this morning because he's very proud that it's his story. Joe's in his mid-50s, and basically he came down from up north, and as he hit Bedford, he decided that he didn't want to be a drug addict anymore. He'd been addicted to heroin and methadone, which is like the prescription version of it, for 18 years. So he came to Bedford knowing that I want to make a change in my life. Came to Bedford, came to the night shelter. Trying to think of the order, sorry. Came to the night shelter, and about 3 days into him going cold turkey, which is basically you just stop taking everything, which isn't recommended by the doctor at all, he's getting really bad withdrawal symptoms. So he's throwing up, he's got diarrhea, he's cramping, he's sweating, he's shaking, he's really not very well at all. So on day three, he talks to one of the staff, and the staff member offered to pray for him. So he was like, yeah, all right, can't do any harm. So he sits down, she prays for him. Absolutely nothing happens. So she's talking to him a little bit more, and she said, can I just pray again? So he was like, yeah, all right then. So she prays again, and instantly his legs, which are really badly cramping, just stop cramping altogether. Pretty cool. He goes to bed that night. It gets better. He goes to bed that night and wakes up, and he has absolutely no withdrawal symptoms at all. Pretty cool. Normally, withdrawing from that kind of dosage is 2 to 6 weeks of absolute unwellness. He's never had any side effects from it again. I talked to him later on, and he said to me, he went to a squat, sorry, after he'd moved on from us, and he was telling everybody at the squat, you want to watch it up that night, child, because when they pray for you, things happen.
Fantastic.
I said to him, sorry, I'm going give me a minute. No. So I said to him later, what happened? What do you put it all down to? And he said, well, I've known heroin addicts for 18 years and I've never known anything like this happen before. So it has to be God. So he completely knows that God was right in the middle of it.
That's fab. Wonderful. And since then, you've been seeing God move more and more in the night shelter, and you've really been praying for that to happen. Yeah. Just, do you want to give us just a few kind of things that you'd love the church to get behind you in prayer for the night shelter?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing an increase of God's presence and healing, and people like really meeting with God, which is very exciting. But we're really going for mental health. We really want God to break through, because probably a third of our guys suffer with some kind of mental health, depression or personality disorders or schizophrenia. We really want God to kind of come and break through on that. So, yeah, an increase of the presence of God would be great.
Brilliant. That's great. Thanks, Zoe.